going to celebrate Pentecost today.
It's our 51st wedding anniversary. We will be celebrating.
I hope you don't get caught in traffic jams. We all know what Pentecost traffic can be like. Everyone wishing to celebrate this feast with family and friends. If you haven't made reservations, don't even think about going to a restaurant today. Pentecost is one of the busiest days of the year for restaurants. Hallmark loves all the Pentecost cards we send to each other. One of the special aspects of Pentecost are the phone calls. We all wishing one another a happy Pentecost. And, surprisingly, unlike Christmas and Easter, Publix is open. So, that's how we celebrate Pentecost, right? Wrong! But that's how I think we should celebrate Pentecost. Just as Christmas and Easter, Pentecost should be celebrated festively. Not only at Mass, but also throughout the day. On May 31st, 1970, I celebrated Mass for the first time. Let's take a little look at some of the things that have changed and some of the things that have remained the same from May 31st, 1970, to May 31st, 2020. May 31st, 1970. We had recently experienced the beginnings of the civil rights movement and the women's rights movement. Pope John the 23rd had opened some windows to let fresh air into the church during the Second Vatican Council, which had just concluded. We were engaged in a long war in Vietnam. Sisters were still wearing their habits. The priests were still perched on their pedestals. Novitiates and seminaries were filled. Beatles had just broken up, and Shea Stadium was packed for every game. May 31st, 2020. We have a long, 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 long way to go in trying to ensure equal civil rights and equal women's rights. But I do think we have made some progress in the past 50 years. We have had a black president. We have had a woman candidate for president. The updating of the church that Pope John the 23rd had begun has taken an absolute rocking to a core because of the terrible sexual abuse scare. Vietnam has been replaced by 9/11. Novitiates and seminaries, many of them have closed. Many of them are practically empty. Both Yankee Stadium and Shea Stadium have been demolished, replaced by newer ballparks, and on and on. Many changes between Pentecost 1970 and Pentecost 2020. But one thing has not changed. One thing will never change. The seven gifts, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Let's take a look at the 12 gifts. The seven gifts. No, we'll take a look at the 12 fruits. Seven gifts, 12 fruits. We'll look at the 12. Peace, patience, joy, love, faith, generosity, goodness, gentleness, meekness, kindness, humility, chastity. Wouldn't you love to live like that? To be filled peace, patience, joy, love, faith, generosity, goodness, gentleness, meekness, kindness, humility, chastity. Come, O Holy Spirit, abundantly fill my heart your seven gifts and your 12 fruits. Come, O Holy Spirit.